Hello everyone. Tonight's message is about aliens and pilgrims. I want to read Hebrews 11:9 and Philippians 3:20. Abraham by faith lived as an alien in the land of promise, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. And in Philippians 3:20, we read, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Paul, in writing to the Philippian church, he was stressing the distinction between true believers whose relationships with the Lord and the unbelievers who are exclusively concerned with earthly things. He was stressing that citizenship is in heaven, in earthly, and earthly things must be secondary. The believer's hearts and minds must always be attracted upward and longing for that day when they will be in the presence of the Lord, occupying their mansions which He prepared for them. Their eyes should be heavenward, anticipating the coming of their Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We also read in 1 Peter 2:11, when the apostle addresses the Christians there as strangers and pilgrims. When Sarah, Abraham's wife, died in the land of Canaan, he went to the sons of Heth, the Hittites, saying to them, "I am a stranger and a sojourner among you." And here in the book of Hebrews, it is written about him, Abraham, that he lived in tents all his life. He was not looking to establish himself in Canaan, not at all. He sought a better country, that is a heavenly one. He was content to be in his humble tent while he lives, but he secured a better place up there in heaven. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:10, "For he was looking for the city which has foundation, whose architect and builder is God." Vance Havner, the man of God, commented on this. He writes, "When Jacob brought all his family to Egypt at the invitation of Joseph, they settled in Egypt in the country of Goshen. Today, God's people, the church of the kingdom of heaven, live in Egypt in this world, as it were in this world, but not of it. They are a spiritual colony of heaven. They are believers, not citizens of earth going to heaven, but citizens of heaven making their way through this world. Pilgrims and strangers, exiles and aliens, a holy nation within nation. This is the family of God." The man of God, Philip Hacking, wrote, "We, like Abraham, are called to go out of the world because we are different, and yet to go back into the world because we are salt and light." He continues on to say, "Society demands conformity. If you fall beneath its standards, it will punish you. If you rise above its standards, it will persecute you. It demands a dull, average conformity. But the Christian is a departure upward. He's different. He gets out of step, for he hears a distant drummer. He is no longer an echo. He is a voice. He is not a thing. He is a person." Amen to that. Paul, in writing to the Philippians who were proud of their Roman citizenship, for Philippi was a Roman colony, and during those days it was an honor to be a Roman citizen, Paul wanted to remind them that they were first citizens of heaven, and as such, they needed to live according to the standards of their country. He writes in Philippians 1:27, Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Friends, there is a song by Jim Reeves that goes like this. I will read two stanzas. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. How true. This is not our home, folks. The world is not our home. And we can't wait till we hear the trumpet sound, and then we will be going home. Our lives as Christians is in heaven, where home is and where we hope to be shortly there. And we are in transit. Let us live by God's standard, knowing that we are strangers and pilgrims in this land. We have a mission to accomplish, and time is short. Let's go out, spread the gospel, be an example to others, be courageous in our testimony. It should be supported by our godly behavior, so people around us would wonder, saying, what kind of aliens are these wonderful people? God bless you all. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.